Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
Welcome to The Lead here on The Business Report. I'm Gary Strubel. Joining me here in studio is Chief Executive Officer for Debmarine, Willie Mertens. Willie, welcome to the studio.
Thank you and good morning, Gary, and thank you for having me. And I look forward to our engagement.
Easy questions first, right? We'll get to the hard ones in a second. This is part of our mining focus on this week's business report as we look at all the participants and all the different sectors of the mining industry coming together. Willie, the Mining Expo takes place this week from the 5th to the 7th at the showgrounds. Yeah. Debmarine is once again an involved participant. Perhaps just give us an idea. It's always interesting as a member of the public to consider a mining expo.
Yeah.
Why does Debmarine participate in an expo like this?
I think if we look at the mining expo itself, I mean, mining is still a significant contributor to the economy. I think we talk about oil and gas, green hydrogen, but at this stage, mining is still a key contributor. And I think it's important for the industry to showcase what they are doing economically for the country, socioeconomic contributions. More specifically for us from the diamond industry is to reassure the public that despite all of the difficulties that we are currently going through, there is still a market for natural diamonds out there. We just need to be patient. And as part of the expo, I'll be doing a talk on Wednesday, the 6th of August, around about 10:40. So please come out and listen to that. So it's going to be on how, as Debmarine Namibia, we are showing that we are still resilient within these difficult times.
So this might seem churlish, right? But who cares what the public thinks on a big parastatal that fuels the economy? It must be a lot of time and effort to come and spend, to come and engage with what are effectively our tire kickers. You're not selling diamonds to diamond dealers now. This is just showcasing. Well, why is this an important exercise?
Yeah. Look, I mean, diamonds is a natural resource, as we would say, belonging to the country. So I think it's important for the public to also understand what happens, what is the future looking like. Yes, as you said, maybe in the last year or so, we haven't been really fueling the economy and as part of taxes and all sorts of awful things. But in the main, I think we're still a good contributor socioeconomically. And it's for the public to understand, we had some good times. The government has obviously benefited through various taxes, various royalties, and there's still a future for this industry. And it's for the public to know that we are looking after these minerals responsibly. We are looking after the environment responsibly, making sure that, our kids can still enjoy the benefits of the diamond industry in the future.
All right. So let's talk about the future then. This is an opportunity to come and show off what's in the pipeline. Are there any new innovations or technologies that you'll be showcasing this year?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about Debmarine Namibia and what we do, I mean, the scale at which we are producing or extracting diamonds from the seabed, it's not done anywhere else in the world. So for anything we do, we have to be pioneers, we have to be innovators. So one of the things that we'll be showcasing, of course, we cannot bring the technology because of logistical challenges, but we'll be launching what we call a next generation crawler. It's a 360 or 370 ton piece of equipment that will be launched onto the seabed, and we'll use that to extract diamonds at 20% faster than we used to do on one of our latest state-of-the-art vessels, the Benguela Gem. You will remember we launched that vessel in 2022. So we're quite looking forward to that. Yes, we are scaling down a little bit. Some people may have read in the news more recently as early this week about retiring two of the vessels, the Coral Sea and the Grand Banks. Yes, that's, caused by economic factors, but it's also caused by the age of those vessels, that they are not economic anymore in terms of, continuing to operate with them. But it's not that we are losing faith in the industry itself. So this piece of equipment that we are putting onto the Benguela Gem, it's two pieces, basically a spare one that will be, interchangeable every 15 or 18 months. That's about just over $1 billion, and maybe a dollar investment that we've made, just showing our confidence in the future of this industry.
I mean, the role of innovation really is to do more with less.
Yeah.
So it sort of makes sense that if you can gather more diamonds quickly, you need less ships, especially if they get old.
Yep.
What happens with those ships?
So it's a good question. Of course, it's a big piece of steel. So We have put in the Namibian Papers, one of the vessels up for sale. So in case someone wants to buy it and do something else with it, if we, you know, we are still in the adjudication phase of that, so I can't say much about sure. what's going to happen. So if not, I mean, normally the other opportunity that is there is for someone to buy it and sell it as scrap and steal somewhere else in the world. Because there is a market for second-hand vessels. So it's mostly Turkey, China, those countries that will take these vessels. But it's a process to sort of do a scrapping like that.
Fascinating. You've mentioned now once or twice, time's tough. Things have changed. There was a lot of wind in the sails maybe a decade ago. There's obviously a lot of things changing in the diamond sector and the diamond industry. But Debmarine still has some milestones and achievements over the last while. Perhaps just give us a sense of what you're most proud of.
Yeah, I think, I mean, for us, it's obviously in 2016-17, we launched a new vessel called the SS Nyoma. And that, you know, the purpose of that vessel is, as the name suggests, you know, as a pioneer, as the one who goes ahead looking for areas, you know, it's basically a sampling vessel. So again, state of the art, newly built, first in the world. Not that we want to do things first in the world, but if there's nothing else, you have to be the pioneer. Followed by that in 2022 was then the Benguela Gem, which if we look at it as a single vessel, produces about 35% of our total production. So compared to, I think we had five or six other vessels, you know, producing 65%. So those are some of the things that we're proud of. I mean, also what we do for the environment in a whole. I mean, we are operating in a very sensitive area in the ocean. So we have to make sure that we also apply innovative technologies to be able to see what is the impact of what we do on the environment. How do we rectify those? And how do we keep monitoring and keep learning? You know, we do a lot of research. We write a lot of articles in various publications that we publish to make sure that we continually also innovate in that area. And, you know, anything we do, we always make sure that there's confirmation by independent scientists in terms of how we think the environment or the seabed rectify itself and what happens over time. So we have a lot of science behind what we're currently doing.
Chat about that quickly, because, I mean, that is, I would imagine, an often asked question. Yeah. In reality, what we're doing is shoveling a big vacuum down onto the seabed and sucking everything up and putting it through a bunch of filters and pumping it back out the other side and letting it settle down. It's easy to see how many people would think that is highly destructive and, you know, almost total Armageddon on the seabed. But I've read certain studies and articles that in fact show the opposite, that in many cases it rejuvenates and reoxygenates a number of those areas. Yeah. Perhaps just give us a sense of, you know, what is going on? What does the science tell you that is going on the seabed once you've moved over that area?
Yeah. I mean, you make it feel so dramatic.
It's pretty dramatic if you're a fish.
Yeah. It's you know, what we do is quite localized. I mean, if you think about the vastness of the area in which we operate, I mean, the area, if you look at the Benguela Current and the marine area there, I mean, the area that we're operating in is about 1%, you know, but that doesn't take away from the localized impact. And of course, you know, what happens and the sort of turmoil, if you want to call it like that, because it's much less than what is caused by the natural sulfuric eruptions, etc. So what we do is, you know, when we sort of go into an area, we will leave an area which we called a control site that we will not touch at all. So we will then extract diamonds around that area. And then we'll come back in, you know, every year we come back to the same area within the same period of time, around about October, November. And then we'll take samples and we'll just monitor the area and see how that area naturally recovers compared to the control site. And what we've found is that it takes about 3 to 10 years. Of course, it's impacted by the amount of sediment that's available within the specific area. When the sediment is sparse, it takes probably a little bit closer to 10 years. But we've picked up that it takes, you know, the area actually recovers naturally back to where it was. And how do we do that? I mean, when it's 80% more or less to what the control site looks like, that gives us that assurance that it is. We found a lot of unique species that we have registered in various databases. And all of that information is backed up by articles written by, you know, PhD students. We have what we call a marine scientific advisory committee that's made up of independent scientists from University of Namibia. They are from NAST. We have, I think, someone from the UK there, someone from Australia, I think a person from South Africa, mostly academics. And they are the ones who will, you know, review this work that we are doing and just give us that independent sort of assurance that, yes, what we are saying is it's true. And as you said, you know, 99% of the material that we recover from the seabed is put back almost immediately within minutes, more or less at the same area as sort of where we are extracting it from. So it's, you know, it takes a little bit of time for that sediment to settle down to the seabed. But in the main, I think 3 to 10 years, that's what it takes for the area to recover.
And you do make a good point. The sea is a turbulent place in general. So it's not like it's placid and nothing ever happens there. William, closing, so participation at the expo, people want to come along to the stall. What can they be expected to be treated to?
Look, we'll be showing, you know, of course, a couple of visuals around what we do. We'll have probably a little bit of a scale model of one of our vessels that you can come and see. And there's a lot of people to interact with, whether it's about careers, whether it's about what we do for the environment, our contribution in terms of the socioeconomic part, in terms of our corporate social investment. So there's a lot, you know, if you don't know about Depth Marine Namibia, that's the place to come. We'll have a lot of knowledgeable, eager people there to help you and help you understand this business.
You got a couple of ships. Maybe you can give one away on a lucky draw.
That's going to be a bit difficult. We're going to give a couple of, you know, a bit of corporate wear, those sort of things you can find. Yeah, but maybe not a ship.
Pop along to Deb Marine Stall. That is for the Mining Expo taking place from the 5th to the 7th. If you haven't been there yet, get along there right now. William Mertens, Chief Executive Officer of Deb Marine, joining me here in studio.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact. We'll be right back.